Our parish pilgrimage of 43 persons returned safely late Friday night, and we prayed for you during our pilgrimage, and it's good to be back home. We toured for 11 days through Portugal and Spain, beginning in Lisbon to see the site of the birth of Saint Anthony of Padua. We had a couple nights in Fatima. We toured our way to Salamanca and Avila, where it was the 500th anniversary of the birth of Saint Teresa of Avila, and there were a lot of pilgrims there. We continued on to Madrid, Barcelona, Montserrat, and Manresa. Our last stop was the cave in Manresa, where St. Ignatius lived for 11 months and where he was inspired to found the Jesuit order. So it's great to be back with you. I'll give a little report in the bulletin coming up. And I was gone so long, the canopic boys grew another inch. That's how long I was gone. So, serious. We have been listening to the Gospel of Mark. The first recorded words of Jesus in his public ministry in the Gospel of Mark are the words, "Follow me." Those are the first recorded public words of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. And in the Gospel of John, we read clearly that the last public words of Jesus in the Gospel of John are those two same words, "Follow me." And in between, all through the Gospels, Jesus is saying again and again and again, "Follow me." It doesn't matter of gender, age, race, it doesn't even matter of the person's strengths or weaknesses, which is strange. He called across the board, "Follow me." He did it again in the gospel we just read. A man ran up to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what do I have to do to get to heaven?" That gospel told us that Jesus looked at him with love and said, "Follow me." And the man could not do it, reminding us that not everybody will follow Jesus. Who is this Jesus that says time and time again, "Follow me," and says it to us, especially upon our baptism? Who is he? You know, in the last 22 years as a priest, two of the questions I hear most often: "Father, how can I continue, or how can I begin to learn more about my Catholic faith?" The other question is, "Monsignor, how can I understand the Old Testament better? How does Jesus fit into the Old Testament? What's the Old Testament all about?" Well, to answer those two questions, we're starting this weekend this program. I sent you this postcard into your home a few weeks ago about Jesus as priest, prophet, and king. You want to learn more about your faith? We're doing it here. You want to understand the Old Testament and Jesus in the Old Testament? It's in Father Rob, in fact, Bishop Rob, so it's not all that bad. He's now a bishop. Bishop Robert Barron's series on priest, prophet, and king. We're offering this after the masses at 4 o'clock and 9:30. They're 20-minute presentations. We do it here on our large screen. And it's a way for us to answer the question for each one of us, who is Jesus? Who is he as priest, prophet, and king? Because, you know, not only Jesus is priest, prophet, and king, but when we baptize, I baptized two children last night. When we baptize, when we are baptized, we share in that mission of Jesus as priest, prophet, and king. Having said that, It means that when we answer the question, who is Jesus? It's clear that if we understand Jesus more, we also understand ourselves more. How well do we know Jesus? We pray that we can know Jesus. It helps us follow our Lord. Unlike that man in today's gospel, when we hear the words of our Lord, "Follow me," we want to say, like all the great saints, "Yes, Lord, I have come to do your will." All right, that's not bad for jet lag. Let's stand and profess our faith.